Hey everybody, Adrian here, and I'm one of the pastors here at Lifehouse in Tokyo, and I have the great privilege of sharing God's word with you today. I'm so excited to share this word. I want to talk to you today about love, and I know that I have personally been impacted by God's love, and God's love has changed me and continues to change me and empowers me and inspires me to live a life of love and sacrifice and giving of others. And so I want to encourage you, if you've been a Christian for many years or if you are connecting with us for the first time, welcome. So glad that you've taken the time to join us. But I want to say, open up your heart to God's word, because when we do that, when we open up our hearts to God's word, it can transform us and change us and help us live incredible lives. So let's pray, and then we're going to jump into the message. Jesus, thank you that you are love, that when we meet you, we meet love. And thank you that your love changes us, your love inspires us. And would you speak to us today in Jesus' name? And as I mentioned, I have been impacted by God's love. So I grew up in a Christian home, just amazing family, incredible parents. They took me to church. And for the first 17 years of my life, I went to church nearly every Sunday, and I went to Sunday school and knew all the Bible stories, and which was fantastic. But I personally hadn't had an encounter with God. And at the age of 17, a good friend of mine said to me, "Hey, bro, do you want to come to church with me?" And he was going to a different church. And so I decided to join him. It was a Sunday evening. And my church that I grew up in was very traditional, but this church was pretty much like Lifehouse, just great worship, just good, solid teaching of God's word. And the Holy Spirit was moving and doing powerful things. And at first, I was a little bit like, whoa, this is very different. And the pastor preached a great message. I can't remember what he preached on, but I remember it was good. And towards the end, everyone stood up, and he just started praying over people. And he looked straight at me, and he looked at me and he said, "Young man, God has a great plan and purpose for your life, and God loves you." And I remember in that moment, those words hit me like a tsunami of love. Boom. It was his words, but God's love that hit me. And I remember as a 17-year-old boy trying to keep a straight face, but I just couldn't. I just couldn't. I was overwhelmed, and I just started weeping, not out of sadness, but out of just pure joy and wonder at God's love for me. I'd never experienced this before. And I remember we went out for pizza afterwards, and I was still eating pizza and crying. And I was overwhelmed at God's love for me. This is the first time I understood how deeply God loved me. And at the same time, I felt like my dreams and visions were being transformed as God's love was filling me. I felt like something was changing inside of me, and my vision grew bigger, but my vision also grew into focused at loving and serving people. And I believe that's what God's love does. It's God's love that brought my wife and I to Japan. I remember it was about a 3 or 4 year process of God speaking to us and us finally coming to Japan. But I remember the last year leading up to coming to Japan, every time we spoke about Japan and God's plan for Japan, my wife and I would just start weeping because we felt this deep love for Japan, just God's love for Japan. And that love caused us to take action. It caused us to make some big decisions and to sell everything and to move our whole life to reposition ourselves in Japan so that we can be a part of loving and serving this nation. And so I want to talk to you about love today. Love is action. Love is taking action. Love isn't just something. It is an emotion. It is feeling. It is powerful, but love is action. And that's why my title today is Let's Do Love. And as a church, I want to encourage us. This is a time, this is a season and a moment for us to live love out, to live in the action of love towards our church family and those in our world. Because as the world is in this crazy pandemic, this crazy time, this is the time for us as followers of Jesus to shine and to show God's love to the world. And I know that every one of us have a desire to be loved. I know that you and me have the same desire. There's this thing, sometimes I've heard it described as there's this hole in our heart that is desiring or seeking out love, seeking out real love, and people look for it in relationship after relationship after relationship, or success and wealth and fame and purpose. And we seek to understand, we seek to fill this hole with different things. But it's only Jesus, I've discovered that it's only Jesus that can fill that hole. But and that when his love fills us, it changes us. We are empowered to live a different life. So I want to talk to you today about love coming in and love coming out. Because in order to do love, in order to live out the actions of love, we first have to receive love from God. And so we're going to turn to the Apostle of Love. Okay, the Apostle of Love. One of the disciples of Jesus, his name was John. He was an eyewitness to the life of Jesus and to the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And he was a very close friend of Jesus. And he called himself, in his Gospel of John, which was the record of Jesus' life, he called himself, listen to this, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And so John was a man who was familiar with God's love. He was a man who had been deeply impacted by God's love, by the love of Jesus, and he was a man inspired to empower others to live a life of love. And what another cool thing about John is Jesus gave him and his brother James the name Sons of Thunder. Isn't that a cool name? I wish I had a brother. I got an amazing sister, but if I had a brother, I wish Jesus would call us the Sons of Thunder. Just sounds so hardcore. But what I love about that is this guy, John, was a fisherman, man. He had like tough hands. And you know those guys who do manual labor, they got strong bodies, and he probably had a good tan from being out in the sun, and he was known as the Son of Thunder. But at the same time, he was the Apostle of Love, the one whom Jesus loved. And so you can be a manly man. You can go to the gym, and you can fish and do all the hardcore things and still be a man that is deeply impacted by love and moved by love. And that's why I love John's story. And he writes three short messages, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And I want to look at 1 John today. There's a lot of great messages on love. And so 1 John 3:16 says this: "This is how we have discovered love's reality. Jesus sacrificed his love for us. Because of this great love, we should be willing to lay down our lives for one another." And jump down to 1 John 4, verse 9 and 10. "God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." And I love that. So my point number one is Jesus is real love. This is the love in part. The Jesus is real love. And I love that scripture says we have discovered love's reality. So as a follower of Jesus, we are no longer searching for love. We are no longer searching for what can fill this hole in our hearts, because like John says, we have discovered love's reality. Jesus is real love. And I love this song that we've sung at church. It goes, "Mitsuketa honto no ai." And that means, "Mitsuketa is I found it." And honto no ai, this real love, I've found this real love. And it's such a joyful celebration song, because that is the reality of every follower of Christ. If you've had an encounter with God, you have discovered love's reality. You know, and as a follower of Jesus, I'm no longer looking for where can I find purpose? Where can I find satisfaction? Where can I find this acceptance, because I found it in Jesus. And as I and so for me, the journey now as a follower of Jesus, and our journey as followers of Jesus, isn't now looking for purpose and looking for acceptance and meaning and where do I find this? No, we found it in Jesus. And now the journey for us is growing deeper in love with Jesus, growing in a deeper understanding of Jesus and allowing his love to constantly change us. And I think this is very similar to marriage. When I've been married in November, it'll be 12 years to my amazing wife, Catherine. She's amazing. I love her so much. But the day that I asked her to marry me, when I said, Catherine, will you marry me? And she said, yes. From that moment, my search ended. I was no longer searching for the woman that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. From that moment, my search had ended, and now I was just, the journey began of growing deeper in love and getting to know this person more. And so as a married man, I'm no longer searching for love anywhere. I have an incredible wife and an amazing woman that I'm dedicated to loving. And so the journey now is, in 12 years in, we're deeper in love. We're more in love than we ever have been before, as we grow in our relationship with one another. And this is the same as followers of Jesus. We have found love's reality. We have met Jesus. We've encountered love. We've come to understand what love is. Love is something that's so hard to describe in words, because you can't define love in a sentence or a fancy quote, but love is Jesus. Jesus is love, and as we get to know Jesus more and more, we get to understand what love is, and we are more and more impacted by His love. And so that's the love in part. That's the part of, God, I open my heart to You. I allow You to come and impact me and change me with Your love as I get to know and dig into this reality of love, which is Jesus. And so that's the first part. It's love in. And my second point is, Jesus is the example of love. Jesus is our example of love. This is the love out part. So I want to read that scripture again. 1 John 3:16, but this time all the way to 18. He says, this is how we have discovered love's reality. Jesus sacrificed His life for us. Because of this great love, we should be willing to lay down our lives for one another. If anyone sees a fellow believer in need and has the means to help him, yet shows no pity and closes his heart against him, how is it even possible that God's love lives in him? Beloved children, our love can't be an abstract theory we only talk about, but a way of life demonstrated through our loving deeds. And John takes us on this journey. He says, we know what love is. We discover love. Love comes in. Jesus comes into our life, but then it comes out of us. We are now living a life of sacrifice, of living away from ourselves, not looking at our own interests, but looking at who can I bless, who can I encourage, who can I serve. And John makes it very practical. He says, love is action. Love, it's not some abstract theory we talk about. It's practical. If you see somebody, if you see somebody who's in need and you can do something about it, then go and do it. That's what love is. And I don't think John's intention was for us to walk around guilty all the time and just feel like, oh, there's a person in need, I have to do something. Oh, there's another person. And every beggar you walk past, you feel like you have to empty your wallet. And I don't think that's the vision that John has. He's talking about allowing God's love to move you. So when you see somebody in need and you feel like you can do something about that, then you step out and you do it. And I just love that. That love is practical. And it's not just financial. It's maybe somebody needs encouragement. Maybe somebody needs friendship. Somebody's lonely. Somebody may be needing financial aid. And my wife and I have been on the receiving end of love in so many incredible ways. And even coming to Japan, there was this amazing couple in the church who opened their home to us and said, come and stay in our home until you get your visas and you got jobs and you've got enough money to start renting your own place. Our home is open. So this amazing couple opened their home for us for 3 months. They had a spare room. They saw a need and they said, we have the means to help you. And so we're going to help you. And so we were so blessed. And even being here in Japan, I can't read much Japanese or speak much Japanese, and all the mail and the medical and all the adulting stuff is all in Japanese. And sometimes I get a bunch of stuff in the post and I have no clue what this is, But the amazing thing is I've got so many bilingual friends who I can just like send a photo of and saying, what is this? And they phone me and they help me out. And there is somebody who sees a need. They know how to, they know they can do something and they do it. And so their love is seen in action. And I'm so inspired recently by a young man from this beautiful country of Myanmar. So he joined our Alpha course, and we were chatting about purpose and does God have a plan and purpose for our life? And he just shared a story that he comes from a small village in Myanmar, and in that village there's a home for orphan children, and he was just so impacted by God's love and felt God's love for these children, and he felt like he needed to do something to help these kids. And so he prayed and asked God to open up a door for him to come and work in Japan, because working in Japan, he could earn a lot more money to help those kids. And so God opened an amazing door for him, and now he lives and works here in Tokyo. And he now himself supports 10 children in that orphanage. He supports them that they can have a good education, and he's doing that because he's been inspired by love. He saw a need and he said, I have the means to help these kids, so I'm going to do something about it. And that's when you get impacted by God's love. You cannot keep it in by yourself. You cannot live a selfish existence where it's just about looking out for myself and looking out for me and myself and my little world. But love bursts you open and says, there's so much more. I come alive when I live to serve and love other people. And so there we go. We got love in and then love out. And this is a time, friends, that it is maybe a little bit tougher for us to see people, because we socially distance and we're doing church online. But the great thing is you can pick up your phone and you can message a friend. You can phone a friend. You can Zoom, and there's so many options for us to stay connected. And even in these times, you can find out from people, how are you doing? How can I help you? And this is a great opportunity and a great season for us to reach out to people. Maybe there have been people who've been part of your church community or your connect group or your dream team that you haven't heard from 3 months. Pick up the phone, message them, say, hey, how are you doing? Is there anything I can pray for? How can I help you? And just reach out. Be that person who reaches out to somebody else. Or maybe it's a friend or a work colleague that you know is going through a tough time. And why don't you be that person that says, hey, I'll go buy you a meal. I know you're lonely. You're going through a tough time. I'll buy you a meal. Come, let's go hang out together. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Whatever it is, but there is something that we can do in this season, because as we are impacted by God's love, we constantly can give love out. And so my point number three is Jesus is our source of love. So Jesus is real love. Jesus is our example of love. And Jesus is our source of love. And so it's kind of like love in, love out, love in. It's this continuous journey of as God's love pours into me, I can pour it out into others. And John writes this in 1 John 4:19. He says, our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. So you and I, as followers of Christ, we do not love others because we're trying to impress God and we're trying to earn God's favor and his love and say, if I only love people, God will love me. No, it's the opposite way around. John's like, God loved you. God loved you. God loved you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Now you go love others. Go give yourself to others. And I want to end today with my wife's story. My wife is an amazing woman, incredible woman who loves and serves and is full of kindness, and she inspires me. And so she grew up as well in a good Christian home. Her parents are amazing, and she went to church from a young age. But towards her, in her high school years and her university years, she didn't want anything to do with church and Jesus. She kind of rebelled and went down a different path. And so she didn't want anything to do with these weird Christians and this church stuff. But in university, her third year of university, her mom was part of helping a church production. And so her mom asked Catherine, hey, will you come help me do like the makeup and help me set up a little bit? And because Catherine loved her mom, she was like, okay, cool. But she said to her mom, I'm just going to help and then I'm going to leave. I'm not going to stay to watch this thing because I know you guys are going to try and make me put up my hand or something. And I don't want anything to do with this church stuff and this Jesus stuff. So I'll help you and then I'm going to leave. And so she went with her mom and she started helping. And she's just said like the people seemed so nice and really friendly and full of joy. And these Christians were actually not as bad as she thought they were. And so she started talking to them more and more. And then she decided, well, maybe I will stay just because my mom has put in so much work and everybody's been working so hard. Maybe I will stay for the production. And so she stuck around, but she decided to stand at the back of the church, not even sit down. Let me just stand in the back corner and kind of just out of where nobody can see me. And so she did that and she watched the whole production. And right at the end, as everybody was standing, they were giving people an opportunity to respond to the message, to respond to giving their life to Jesus. And she, in that moment, she felt as if God's love was filling her, but she was resisting it. She didn't want to put up her hand. She didn't want to respond, but she felt God speak these words to her. She felt God say to her, just open your heart and give me a chance. And she just felt like she had never given God a chance to love her. She had never given God an opportunity to love her. And she, in that moment, she opened up her heart and she gave God a chance to love her. And his love poured into her. And that day she was changed. She was a changed woman. And from that moment, her life did a 180 degree turn. And she started following Jesus passionately and started living a life no longer for herself, but for others. And there's so many stories of what she has done. I'm not trying to brag about my wife. She's probably embarrassed at this point that I'm telling you these stories. I have asked her if I could, but she doesn't like bragging and about herself, but I can brag about her. But the church that we're a part of had a children's home, and there was one of the girls was a little bit older. Most of the kids were between like the age of newborns to 3 or 4, and this girl was like 5 or 6. And she started going to a preschool. And so Catherine was inspired to help her. She said, hey, I've got some, I can help this girl. So she would take her to school and bring her home every day and help her with her homework. And when they had, the kids had a function at school that required a parent to come with, because this girl didn't have any parents. So Catherine said, hey, I'll go with you. I'll act as your mom and be there to support you. And she was always there for her. And this girl had a birthday party, and no one had ever thrown her a birthday party. And she was turning 5 or 6, I can't remember. And Catherine decided to use her own money to throw her an extravagant party. And she threw this girl an amazing party, and she was able to invite all of her friends from school. And it was just an incredible party. They had jumping castles, and they had somebody do a puppet show, and there was amazing cakes, and it was just an extravagant party. And this is something that my wife did out of her own cost. She gave of herself because she was somebody who had been impacted by love. She saw a need. She said, hey, I can do something about it. And so I want to finish today. My message is open up your heart to God. Open up your heart to this incredible God and allow his love to fill you, to transform you, to empower you to live a life of love. And so I want to encourage every one of us today. Two things. Number one is open up your heart to receive God's love. Maybe you've never fully, maybe even like me or my wife, you grew up in a Christian environment, or maybe this is your first time ever hearing about Jesus. No matter what your journey is, if you just simply open up your heart today and allow God's love to fill you, it'll transform you, it'll empower you. And the second thing is, I want to say to you, to all of us, come, let us use the next week or 2 weeks or month just to look and talk to and reconnect with people that we haven't connected with in a while, and look, where is there a need that you can fulfill? Maybe it is a financial need. Maybe it is an encouragement or a friendship, or hey, I'll take you for a dinner, or hey, I'll open up my home to you. no matter what it is, but let us be a people who love not just in words, but in action, because that is the way that Jesus loved in his action towards us. So I'd love to pray for us now. I'd love us just to open up our hearts and just open. It says, there's this great scripture that says God's love is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And in your home right now, if you're on the train, if you in the kitchen or in your bedroom or wherever you are watching this, the Holy Spirit is there. God's presence is there with you right now, and he wants to fill you with his love. So let's open up our hearts right now. Jesus, we thank you that your love is so powerful. It's so amazing. It changes us. And I ask that right now you pour out your love into every single person that's watching. God, fill us with your love. Fill us with that overwhelming love. And I want to say, just as that man said to me, God loves you and he has a great plan and a purpose for your life. So come on, let's just give God a big round of applause. Isn't our God amazing? And I want to pray for one more group of people. Maybe you've never made that decision to follow Jesus. Maybe you've never opened up your heart to love, to the love of God. And I want to give you an opportunity today to make that decision to follow Jesus. So I want to let you know that God loves you. He's got a plan and purpose for your life, and that he, because of his love for you, died on the cross for you so that you and I could be forgiven of our sins. And at the moment you make a decision to follow Jesus, he'll come into your heart and he'll change you and transform you and give you life and vision. So if you want to make that decision, just let us know in the comment section. There will be a link that you can follow. There will be people that you can talk to. We'd love to help you on that journey. But if that's you, I'd love to pray for you right now. So if that's you, just open up your heart and let me pray for you. Jesus, thank you for these amazing people. Pray that you come into their lives, that you fill them with your love, and would you give them the courage to continue to take next steps in this journey in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, let's just give God a big round of applause. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have an amazing rest of your Sunday. You guys are amazing.